one of the other questions that's really big that has come in and really speaks to how do I manifest love? Or how do I manifest more intimacy in the marriage that I'm in? Or, you know, how do I step into my purpose in life? Or how do I take care of myself in a way where I can, you know, I've been in patterns where I'm losing confidence and I want to, you know, kind of find more confidence in myself. I've been through something like a divorce. I heard a story that I want to share with you about this in just a moment. You know, how do I make these specific changes in my life and take care of myself and my children and a relationship and meet all of these things? So what I want to share with you is really the process that we work with in the course, and what you're going to have an opportunity to choose to have a breakthrough in any key area that you want to focus on, because the underlying blocks and barriers that are in the way of you being able to create prosperity or find your purpose or have intimacy, the yearnings that you're having at this level of self-actualization, they're all blocked primarily by these three great disconnects that I'm speaking about. This disconnection from yourself and your own power and being stuck and stunted in these old stories of your not being good enough or not being worthy or not being lovable or other people's needs are more important than mine or I'm living in a scarce, hostile universe. Like all of these are examples of the old stories that are the inner glass ceilings in all of these areas that we want to create in. So, you know, this is the first power block I found that is underneath all of these. The second one is not being able to connect with our inner knowing, with our deeper desires, with the support from a higher power. It's really impossible to discover your purpose without connecting to your deeper gifts. You can't create intimacy without connecting to your feelings. You can't create and attract love without being magnetic. And when we're stuck in a disconnection and scarcity, all of those things prevent us from seeing opportunities or prevent us from receiving support from other people. Isolation, this is the third power block that I've seen, is underneath or the underlying barrier that's been preventing you up until now in these specific areas. So, you know, most women have a tremendous support deficit. You know this. I asked this in the seminar. You know you have a support deficit. How many people are holding with you your deepest dreams and visions? And, you know, most women would say no one, and the other half would say, I don't really even know or feel what my deepest dreams and visions are. It just feels like there's something more. So you can't become a powerful creator of your destiny on top of this disconnect, whether it's purpose, whether it's intimacy, whether it's prosperity that's aligned with your values, whether it's stepping into all of these areas of your life that you're feeling, you know, really called to. So this is what the course fundamentally addresses for conscious, smart, gifted women who are feeling this calling to reach higher, unlocking each of the three feminine power centers directly addresses and unlocks the disconnect of these blocks. So what we're going to be doing in the course, we're going to come together in our Firestarter session. You're going to begin that process of unlocking the power centers. You're going to connect with your deeper desires. You can set an intention for the course to have a really specific breakthrough. So if you want a structure to work on your health, you can focus on having a health breakthrough. If you want to attract love, you can focus on having a love breakthrough. If you want more intimacy, more prosperity, more purpose, I'm going to guide you through setting an intention in these eight key areas, and you can choose one or maybe even two areas in the 7 weeks of the course that you're going to create a life-changing breakthrough in. And you're going to set that intention. You're going to share it with all of us, or you're going to write it down in your own journal. And then each week for the rest of the course, I'm going to guide you methodically through inspirational practices, and that will unlock and activate these power centers and then show you how to become a powerful creator of these things through the process of setting an intention, listening deeply to yourself, acting on it, being able to generate and attract resources. So the core shifts you're going to make in the course flow on to every area of intention. And I'm also going to coach you on these very specific areas. I have these manifesting blueprints I'm going to share with you at the very beginning of the program that will give you the kind of key code that will focus on unlocking each of these specific areas while you're in the course. I want to give you some examples to share with you. So, for example, in the area of prosperity, you know, we're breaking through a lot of the old limiting stories around prosperity. And the biggest mistake that women make in the area of prosperity is trying to increase their prosperity on top of a consciousness of scarcity and lack. When you're disconnected from yourself, when you're disconnected from a higher power, and you're in that consciousness of scarcity, you can't see opportunities. So I'm going to focus you on unlocking into a prosperity consciousness and being able to feel a connection to this sense of being enough, that there's enough time, that there's enough support, there's enough resources. Your attention's going to open up and expand. Your connection to a higher power and your sense of confidence and belief and faith in yourself as a powerful creator expands. And then you're going to do four really specific things I'm going to coach you on top of these core feminine power practices. You're going to align your values and your spending. You're going to make the most significant shift you can make to increase your earning power. You're going to begin saving. You're going to bring new awareness to saving in a new way. And you're going to bring a new awareness to giving and generosity in your life in a new way. When you unlock the four with the three power centers in the course and you work with these prosperity blueprints, you can and will have a phenomenal shift and breakthrough in the area of prosperity in your life. And this is one I get so many stories coming in about the women who've transformed prosperity. This is Devin in Melbourne, who shares, because of the feminine power course, I've achieved a level of financial invincibility. Opportunities flow effortlessly. Annabella in Philadelphia says, because of feminine power, I have a job in my field that pays more than I've ever earned. Laura in Denver says, because of participating in feminine power, my income increased by 30%. I would never have taken the risk to create my new job without the tools and confidence I gained from the course. See, that's what happens when you break out of scarcity. You get courage, you get clarity, and you're able to make leaps of faith where you don't trust yourself, or you don't trust your life. You can't make that leap that Laura just made. Rose in California says, I went back to a photography career that I always aspired to, and I want a huge job that paid $30,000 for a week of shooting. See, again, you get into possibility consciousness at a whole new level. So that's what's possible in the area of prosperity as we work through in the course. So I want to talk about love and intimacy next, because I know this is a big area and a big topic, and one of the first incredible, stunning results and breakthroughs that I had was in the area of love. And, you know, it's this thing I was saying about, like, really focus on what's in season in your life. I'll make another point about this and why you can't manifest your destiny at the level of your mind. When I first began this process myself that I'm going to take you through in the very first course session, I was dead set in my mind that I needed to focus on my career because that would make logical sense. I had just rented an office space and it was really time for me to grow my career. And when I did this process and I began, I knew it was true and right, and I had to take the risk and follow it. And I began to get this really connect with this deep yearning for love, for intimacy, for someone who is a full partner. And I was in such non-possibility about this. I mean, when I set the intention to find my soulmate life partner, I may as well have been telling you that I was going to climb Mount Everest next year. And, you know, it would just seem so far out of reach. So this is what I want to say. No matter if anything feels out of reach, if you have the yearning for it, if you have the deeper desire for it, that is evidence that it is possible for you, because you wouldn't have the desire, you wouldn't have the feeling if it weren't possible. It is, you know, the deeper desires, these are the seeds of your destiny and your potentiality, and we need to learn how to trust them and to follow them. All right, but I digress. I want to stay on the topic of love. So you know, what are the barriers in the way of either attracting an extraordinary love or transforming the relationship you're in? Well, it's these three same barriers, right? The old stories. I'm not lovable. You can't attract a new love on top of a belief that you're not lovable. You can't transform the relationship that you're in into the passionate marriage that you desire on top of the story that, you know, your partner is not interested in you, right? You can't. Like, these stories, these are the glass ceilings on our own potential and our own power to create. So you make those same shifts. That being said, once you make those same shifts, there's really – I'm going to coach you in these manifesting blueprints in the course on top of the core feminine power shifts to attract a great love. There are three key things that you absolutely need to do. And that is to have clarity. To have clarity about what your vision for love is, and not your list of things that you want your partner to have, but clarity about how it would feel for you to be with your life partner, right? And you can't do that if you're disconnected with yourself on top of the story that you're not lovable. It's impossible to feel the magnetic power of your desires and step into beginning to attract and create that, and having the clarity about how it would feel to feel secure, to feel loved. And you see, part of why it's so critical to be connected to yourself in this way is that the things that we desire to create in our lives are outside of our reference points. They're outside of the experience that we have had in the past, and they're outside of the experience that we've had in the present. The things that you're yearning for are in this, you know, they're things that you have never probably experienced in your life. So we need to source a sense of who we are and who we're becoming from the future that we're creating. These are the skills I'm going to teach you in the Feminine Power Course. So you're getting clear about who you feel. You're aligning with the new stories in this way. That's the second step. And then you're growing yourself. You're growing your capacities in ways that are aligned with you becoming a partner. This is a radical growth orientation. When I was in the process of manifesting and creating my incredible life partnership that I'm so grateful for, that I know that you can have too. I only share my own story because I know you can have this too. I practiced breaking up of my pattern of isolating to recharge. Right? So there's probably one or two key areas of growth that you need to have a breakthrough in to be ready to meet that person. You know, when I looked closer at my own life and my own patterns, I realized I liked doing what I wanted when I wanted, and I liked to isolate to recharge. And I knew that that wasn't going to work if I ever wanted to be married. So I'm going to give you these love codes in the course, and you're going to be supported by all of the other women who are creating a beautiful love in their life to break through your old patterns, to get unstuck, to unlock your feminine power, and to magnetize a great love into your life. And you can do that in 7 weeks. And if you're in a relationship and you want to transform it into the intimate, loving partnership that you always dreamed it would be, you can, make the same shift. So often I have women ask me, you know, Claire, I really want to have a marriage like yours, but my husband's not spiritual and he's not really interested in growth and spirituality and the things. And I just feel like there's no hope and maybe I should leave the marriage. I can't tell you how common a story this is. And to which I'm going to ask the question. I'm like, these are the love codes for partnered women, you know, which really are. I say, well, what is it when you say spiritual? What would it look like if you were to have the relationship you want? And you know what's really incredible? Every single woman who's complained about her husband not being spiritual, when I ask her, what is it that you want to experience? She describes the experience of intimacy. And I'll say, well, Susan, or well, Bernice, or well, Marion, you know the experience of intimacy comes from you cultivating the ability to become vulnerable and visible and be seen and let yourself be seen. Not the other person changing or being spiritual. And it's a life-altering revelation from most of the married women that I connect with and that I meet. And it's absolutely remarkable. And that's exactly what they discover how to do in the course, too, because intimacy really comes from, first and foremost, intimacy with ourselves. When we bring new awareness to what we're feeling, to what we're needing, to what we're desiring, we can start to become transparent. We can start to make that visible. And I can tell you how many stories have happened where that relationship that was stuck for 20 years transforms. It's absolutely remarkable. And I'll share some of these stories. This is Jessica, who met her soulmate. Before the course, I lacked vision and belief in a man who could match me. After the course, I was able to attract a man who reflects back to me the light that I try to offer others. Rachel, I've been able to buy a beautiful house that I share with my fiancé, who's an amazing man, a true feminist, and aligned with my values and truly supportive of everything that I do. And I love this from Ildiko, who shares, I have had a powerful shift in my relationship with my husband that turned our marriage around. We now have the intimate friendship and romantic partnership I had always dreamed of because of feminine power. And what's really beautiful is how all of our relationships transform when we develop this capacity to be more connected. Jen in San Francisco shares, I've never experienced this kind of trust before. I've never experienced the kind of support. It's life-giving. So, you know, if you want to have a huge breakthrough in your relationship, you absolutely can create that in the Feminine Power Course. It's remarkable what you can create there.